Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Jeff Herron, and I'm honored to share with you today's reflection. The gospel writers have recorded for us Jesus' words, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." The phrases, "What's your calling?" or "What is your vocation?" are prominent in our Catholic or Christian circles. Before converting to Catholicism, I was a Protestant evangelical pastor. I never sensed that I chose to be a pastor, but I sensed deep in my spirit that God called me to pastoral life. As I moved through my experience in Protestant ministry, there were times when I sensed that God was calling me away from the Protestant movement and calling me to the fullness of Christian faith as found within the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. There are a number of benchmarks that I can point to as I look back upon my faith journey and say, God was calling me at that point in time. At the time, I wasn't fully aware of where that call was leading, but nevertheless, God was calling, and I wanted to follow God wherever He was leading me. I think of biblical characters that were called by God. They didn't know what God was up to at the moment, but they followed Him anyway. Think of Abraham. He was called to leave his homeland, his family, and all that was familiar in order to go to that place, as the writer of Hebrews stated, to that place whose builder and architect was God. That should be easy. Moses was astonished and momentarily stunned while traveling through the desert when he saw an angel in the midst of a burning bush. The bush was on fire, but was not destroyed by the fire. And from the midst of the burning bush, God issues forth His call to Moses to make plans to head back into Egypt, where he's wanted for murder. His mission, or his call, lead his ragtag fellow Hebrews, who are enslaved, out of that country into a different country. Now, that shouldn't be too difficult, should it? Or do you remember the boy Samuel? He was given by his parents to serve in the temple during the priesthood of Eli. In one night, three different times, Samuel heard his name being called, and so thinking that while Eli was calling for him, he reported to the priest's quarters and asked what he wanted. Finally, after the third incident, Eli the priest realized that it was God who was calling the young lad. Eli told Samuel, "If he calls you again, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" God did again call Samuel, and Samuel replied as instructed by his priest. The mission, or the call that God placed upon the young boy, was life-altering not only for Samuel, but also for Eli and his family, and for the entire nation of Israel. Wow, any young child should be able to do that, right? Speaking of boys, do you remember the story of David? He was called by God through the prominent Israel leader, Samuel. That's right, the same Samuel that served under Eli the priest. Only now, Samuel is no longer a lad. He's a grown man, serving as a combination of a prophet, priest, and prime minister of the Hebrew people. And Samuel is telling the teenaged David that God is calling him to be the king of Israel. He accepted the call, and even today is cited by the Jews as their most prominent king. No big deal. It's easy for a young shepherd boy to morph into being king of Israel. and to lead the land? Don't be too quick to jump to that conclusion. What about God's call to the young Jewish girl, who the world knows as Mary? Mary is minding her own business as a young teenager living in Israel. Boom, not just an angel, but the archangel Gabriel pays her a visit from heaven. In the midst of the light, heat, and radiating power, Mary is certain to believe that her life is about to end. After all, most God-fearing Jews of her day believed that to be visited by an angel meant certain death. But no, Gabriel isn't after her life, well, not at least to end it, but he wants to use her life to bring into the world the Messiah, the Savior of the world, Jesus, who would be called Christ. It is beyond comprehension to understand what all of that entailed. It is mind-boggling to think of God taking on the form of human flesh and entering the world of humanity through the virgin birth of a young Jewish maiden. But Mary answered God's call through his emissary, the archangel Gabriel, with, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Many of us have heard the story so many times that we too often think, no big deal. Friends, it was a huge deal. So what is God up to in your life? What is he calling you to do? No, you don't need to lead a nation from one country to another. You don't need to give birth to Jesus. Nope, it's been done. Seriously, what does God want from you? As I speak these words, it is the season of Lent. We often think of giving things up for Lent. But today, perhaps, God is calling you for some task that only you can do. I do not know who you are or what his call may be, but when he calls, respond by saying, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Pray with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.